You're listening to Level Up with Property Guru, Carl D.
Hello, friends. I'm Carl D., property guru, speaker, a graduate of the Harvard Business School of Real Estate, and your host for this podcast.
A podcast about business and self-improvement.
Join us as we discuss ways on how you can level up from different life lessons and life hacks. Hello, everybody. You're in an episode again of Level Up with Carl D. And today we have a very exciting topic where we will talk about build and sell. You know, I get a lot of inquiries about build and sell. No, Carl, paano ba mag-build and sell? Ano ba dapat ang gawin? What should I watch out for? What should I do? What should I not do? No? And today, I'm very blessed to have my good friend here, architect Ronald Reliera, a guy who's been doing build and sell architecture design works for a very long time now. So, hello?
Hello, hello everyone, and hello Carl. Thank you for inviting me here at maraming salamat sa opportunity na to.
Architect, you know, siguro backgrounder, tell our audience what do you do, a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I've been practicing architecture for around 25 years already.
Ooh, grabe.
Tagal na rin, ano? Walang bilangan ng edad, ha?
Batang-bata pa itsura mo, ah.
Praise God. And our company is more than 20 years na. No? And me and my wife, kami yung partners, kami yung main architect ng company namin. We are a design and built construction company.
So what is design build architect sa mga nanonood?
Ayan. It's one of the services na binibigin architect. Architect can be a designer, di ba? And a design-built architect. Ibig sabihin, ang aking intention is mostly yung lahat ng dinidesign namin, tinatayo namin. For the purpose na para yung design idea namin, ma-implement kung ano yung gusto namin.
I think magandang packaging yun. So, people getting busy now, kaysa kakausap pa sila ng dalawang tao, you do the whole thing na.
We do the whole thing for them. Kasi from the processing of the paperwork until the ending. Kumbaga parang one-stop shop. One thing that is common na tinabanggit nila, sabi nila, paano yung check and balance?
Oh, okay.
Diba? How do you check na totoo yung dumalagay? Kasi kung ikaw nag-design and that implement, it could be different inside. But what we do, I'm very transparent. Kasi in every single stage of the project, example, hindi visible, hindi available sa owner, binivideo ko.
Oh,
meron kaming either a Viber group or a Messenger group. Pinapakita ko, this is the foundation, this is the pouring of concrete, ito yung mixture, ito yung timpla. Nandito na tayo sa roof, ito yung material. Pag pumupunta siya, in-educate ko. Kasi ako naman, naniniwala kami na you cannot hide anything sa construction. Dito tao yan eh.
Yeah.
Pag hindi maayos ang electrical mo, pag natapos yung project, may mga fluctuations and may mga puputok ka dyan eh.
And
diba?
I think, architect, ano, from my experience naman, it really helps to get somebody na may vast years of experience. Diba? Para yung mga, alam mo, yung pagkakamali yung gusto mo ma-capture, yung marami na siyang maling ginawa, natuto na siya.
Marami tayo na.
Oo, di ba? Which is actually good for your client. Kaya ngayon, we're gonna talk about mistakes.
Okay.
Parang 5 things you should avoid when you're doing a build and sell.
Correct.
Alright, so excited na ba kayo to learn? So, number one, architect, let's start the
all
ball
right,
rolling.
Sige, I jot down some 5 items, no? And it may not be in order, no? Pero
random.
Sa akin, number one, ang pinakamahalaga is not knowing the area kung saan ka magtatayo.
Oh, wow. Not knowing the area.
Hindi, parang nakita mo lang na parang, maganda dito magtayo. Siguro second-hand information, that's what I'm gonna point out. Nagsabi nila, mayroong daw itong maganda daw dito kasi ito yung tinayo, bumenta, maayos. Bumili ka din. Ngayon, pwede yung location mo maganda eh. Pwede. The area is nice, no? But the particular lot na binibili mo has problems.
Mm-hmm.
Ang hindi mo alam, yung pala pag sa gabi, maingi pala yung katabi.
Oh.
Hindi mo napansin. Hindi mo rin napag-aralan na pag morning pala, saksakan pala ng traffic dyan sa area na yan.
Okay.
And whoever would like to go there will be discouraged. Dun sa viewing pa lang, hindi na sila gaganahan.
Okay.
So you have to know the area. Kailangan, before ka magmadali, kasi normally, magmadali tayo, excited, hot na hot, di ba?
Kasi kumita yung kaibigan ko.
Oo, or nakwento. Minsan naman, second-hand information, hindi ka naman din sure kung accurate ba talaga yung words niya.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know the market. Kailangan familiar ka.
Mm-hmm.
Ako nga, kung if I do a project, no, it's normally within vicinity namin.
Kabisado
so,
mo.
Taga area ako ng Taguig. I grew up in Parañaque, but I am now residing in Taguig. So, nandun sa area ng Taguig yung mga project namin.
Yeah.
At alam ko kung alin yung may problema, alin yung dapat iwasan. Minsan, napakaganda ng lugar.
Okay.
Magtataka ka, ba't binibenta ng mura?
Ah.
Uy, mura, kagat ka na, di ba? Kasi okay. You will think that, oh, this is a good deal. But if you're not familiar with that, behind it are a noisy, because it's not inside the village.
Oh, okay.
The other side of it is another area,
another
which is noisy.
Gillage.
And the gillage. And now every now and then, pag mayroong party, you can hear the voices. Beautiful correct. Voices. So, maingay sila.
Okay sana kung maganda yung voice.
Okay sana. But it will affect the value of the property.
Got it.
I was invited to view a property, a condo actually. Uy, mamadali. Very good deal. Perfect example sa area ko rin. Tinignan ko, maybe I could invest in this three-bedroom condo. Maganda yung price eh. Mm. Laban na eh. So, pagpunta ko doon, okay naman. Ang ganda ng size, ang ganda ng building, the amenities are perfect. But behind the master's window, is a creek
okay.
Which you have a very foul odor
and
at the same time it's a noisy environment outside and I know the person that will be staying there will not be happy hindi sila matutuwa.
So number one, no, if you have a tenant hindi rin siya matatagal
kasi
it's uncomfortable, no? So,
and aside from imbis na maka kung tenant ang balak mo for rent, no, instead of having a high yield or a high rental value, hindi tataas eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi rereklamo siya eh, sasabihin next year, hindi okay dito, alis na ako, hindi baba na lang natin.
Yeah.
Ang tendency hindi pa-escalate kundi pababa.
Correct.
So it's not just choosing a location but where in that particular location is important. So not knowing your area is
mistake number one. Knowing your area, not
very
knowing
well,
your neighborhood.
So. Yan.
This is really, parang you spend a little bit more time to research.
No? Tama.
Alright. Well,
puntahan
exciting.
Mo siya ng umaga, puntahan mo ng tanghali at gabi. Normally ito ah, pop-up view ka ng broker or agent. Linggo lagi yan.
Oo. Oh.
Di ba? Ang luwag kasi, sir, Sunday, ang luwag ng traffic. Puntahan mo na weekday, puntahan mo rin ng gabi.
Okay.
And then that will make you decide faster.
I see. That's a very good advice. Mm-hmm. Number one, mistake.
Yes.
Number two, mistake or advice sa pag-build and sell.
Sa akin, number two, is not targeting a certain market. Kung sample ah,
okay.
Gusto ko magtayo ng, let's say, a townhouse. For this particular area, okay, tayo ko townhouse. Pero, ang hindi mo na pag-aralan, sino ba yung gusto mong i-target?
Target
so,
market.
Tinarget mo sa isang area na medyo alam mong may kaya sila, tumayo ka ng maliliit.
Ah.
Parang, sayang, kung malaki lang ng konti, nakuha na sana ng mas magandang value. Or, nagtayo ka ng sobra namang laki, sobrang ganda sa isang area, parang hindi pa yata ripe.
Mismatch.
Mismatch yung target eh. So, you have to know your niche. Kung aling niche yung pupuntahan
sa mga
mo.
Binibuild mo, architect, anong market mo?
Okay. Kasi doon sa area ko, it is beside BGC, it's near Makati, and near the new development of Ayala, yung...
Arca South?
Arca South. So, ang target market ko, defined agad ako, expat.
Okay.
Expat. Okay. Kasi... walang nagki-cater ng ganun doon. Lahat ng tao gusto nila ibenta yung property. Naku, nalalaman na lang yung secret ako.
Don't share too much of your secret.
this is the venue to tell you what to do and what not to do. Hindi kasi available yung need na yon. There is a need for people to, for this particular group, the expat market, that are looking for houses. Siguro graduate na sila sa condo. Dahil na-elevate na yung kanilang stature or they would like to live in a house, in a nicer place na kaya ko naman eh.
Yeah.
So, instead of going to Forbes, this is the next option.
I think so.
So, nahit namin yun.
Yeah, that's a very good strategy. So, you really have to find yung niche market mo. Saan man yan? Kung sa neighborhood mo, I'm sure may opportunity yan.
Tama.
Alright. But kumaga sa build and sell naman, ano bang magandang i-build and sell ngayon?
Ayan. Alamin mo rin muna kasi ako, ang ginagawa namin before we even start planning, I look at the area first.
Aha.
Tinitingnan ko ano ba yung existing.
Okay.
What does the area have to offer?
Mm.
Ano ba yung binebenta doon? Nabebenta ba? Kasi tingnan mo, ang daming townhouse, bakit hindi sila nabebenta?
Okay.
Doesn't that leave a question in your mind?
Yeah.
Then you try to ask, and inquire ka, magkano po ito? Then you will know kung ano ba yung cost nila at i-compare mo sa iba, hanggang ngayon hindi pa siya nabebenta.
Mm-hmm.
Then you try to ask a neighbor, ano rin hinahanap? Ah, kasi sir, maliit masyado. O kaya, sir, malaki. Ngayon, meron kasing binebenta sa isang area namin. The size is right.
Mm-hmm.
The lot is very good, no? The location is perfect, hindi maingay. All the things that gusto mo.
Okay.
Pero kasi hindi niya na-hit yung gusto dahil normally dito sa area na to, ang gusto niya is pagpasok mo, medyo grand.
Ah.
Elegant.
Okay.
Ang intention kasi nung magtatayo is just to sell.
Just to sell. Oh,
nag-gets mo?
You know, yeah.
It's just to sell. Yun okay. Yung intention niya eh. Instead of, I would like to cater to somebody that would be happy with this house. And ako kasi ang parameter ko kung ako yung titira.
Okay.
Kung kami ni Ana yung titira, me and my wife.
Yes.
No? How would I want this place to look like?
You know, I think the difference, architect, between a regular businessman and let's say you, you give it more time to understand the market, to really build something na meaningful.
Yeah.
Hindi lang yung basta, okay, I make a profit. What's my costing?
Tama.
Yeah, that's a good advice sa mga mag-build and sell. Hindi lang puro numbers. You have to also think about the market segment and make something meaningful for your buyer.
Tama. Yung tawag natin doon is add value.
Wow. Okay.
Diba?
Can you tell more about add value?
Kasi ito, natutunan ko sa'yo. Oh. Si Carl, diba? When I attended his seminar, sabi niya, alam mo, ang strength ko is to have a storage.
That was like 5-6 years ago. Diba?
Oh, natatandaan ko pa hanggang ngayon.
Adding value.
Yes, you add value. Kasi kami naman, when I show a project, actually, di ba, pag when you enter, nasubukan naman ng iba sa inyo to look for a project, viewing ka ng bahay, pagpasok mo, malikabok pa,
okay.
Di ba?
Okay.
E mainit. Ako, when you enter the door, you can hear sound of music. Kasi I play a Bluetooth speaker. The aircon is on.
Yeah.
The lights are all, yung tamang ilaw lang, buhay sila.
Okay.
And when you enter, it smells good.
Wow.
So yung lahat ng senses, the sight, the sense of smell, the hearing, And wala lang pagkain ko, may kape nga sana.
Oh.
But nonetheless, pagpasok pa lang ng client mo sa pintuan, mararamdaman niya, this feels like home.
Yeah.
The deal is done na eh.
I think so.
Diba?
Think
it, so that's one of the things. Aside from the fact na maganda na maayos mong dinesign, kasi kung ikaw proud ka doon sa ginawa mo,
correct.
Whatever happens, alam mo na, people will say na, gusto kong kunin to sa'yo, huwag mo nang ibenta, ako na lang ang bibili.
Yeah.
If that's how you goal it, na parang maganda siya, kasi if it's all about the value na, example, kailangan mabenta lang, maximum profit, di ba?
Yeah.
Pag ganun kasi mo hinihit yon, you're looking at just the numbers, walang quality yung produkto mo eh.
I think so.
Di ba?
Yeah.
If why does the iPhone, di ba, mas angat siya?
Okay.
Eh, mahal naman siya eh, di ba? Okay. Why do we buy that aside from the other phone? Kasi may quality siya eh.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Di ba?
So architect, parang you're saying na, siguro ma-advise mo is, if you're a builder, parang huwag masyadong too in a hurry to just focus on profits. So, kailangan may value.
Tawag dyan is balance.
Balance.
That's where your budgeting comes in. Ngayon, pag magbabalansi ka, kasi sasabihin mo, kung nilakay ko naman lahat na parang bahay ko, paano kikita?
Okay, pag too expensive naman.
Yes.
Okay.
Ang pwede mo kasing pagandahin talaga, eh siyempre pagpasok, maganda yung entrance mo. The toilets are the most expensive in the kitchen, di ba?
Okay, okay.
Pinakamaganda, dalawa lang.
Okay.
Powder room at master.
Powder room, ha?
Kasi yung bisita pupunta doon. Yun ang unang banyo na makikita ng client mo.
Okay.
Powder room maganda, masters.
Architect, are you a believer of expensive materials? Parang kailangan ba yung mamahalin?
Yung pinakamamahalin.
Oh.
Okay, let's peg an example. Okay. Tiles.
Okay.
Tiles. Oh. May tiles kasi na more than 2 meters na eh. Merong 60 by 120, meron talagang malaki, mahigit pa sa 1 meter. I think there are bigger than 1 meter na.
1 meter is like your
1 arms. Meter is 100 centimeters by 100. No? The normal tile is the square one na ganito.
60 by 60.
Or 60 cm by 60 cm.
Yeah.
Meron lumalabas na bigger than 1 meter.
Okay.
Pala, no? Okay. Siyempre, those are very expensive and very elegant.
Oh, okay.
But with the right strategy and the right mix of yung design technique, kaya mo palabasin yung 60 by 60 na maganda rin naman.
Oh.
Hindi naman kailangan everything from the all corners of the room eh, sobrang mahal.
Correct, correct.
Kailangan rin naman, hindi yung pinakamura.
Okay.
But you just have to choose the one that would match yung target mo.
Yeah.
And at the same time, design strategies lang naman yan eh. Color scheme, tatamain mo yung blending. Tandaan niyo pa nag-design ng bahay, hindi dapat sumisigaw lahat.
Okay.
Pag pumasok ka sa pintuan, hindi dapat may isang bagay na parang sumisigaw. Dapat it blends everything. And then you cannot even fathom, alin ba dito yung magandang-maganda? Bakit ba parang balansyado siya?
Yes, yes.
Diba? That's
yes.
The perfect blend na hindi sumisigaw ang isa. Oh, ganda ng wall, sigaw yung sahig, sigaw yung pinto, sigaw na. Parang ang bigat siya eh.
I agree with architect, no? Parang siguro one tip to all the build and sellers out there is yeah, hindi kailangan mamahalin lahat ng gamit. Tapos hindi kailangan mabibigat, no? Parang you just have to have an accent here and there, di ba? Highlights here and there, no?
Yeah. Hindi kailangan pinakamahal pero may quality
at
din.
At least, medyo.
Lalo na yung mga moving parts. Example, mga shower valves, yung mga dinadaanan ng tubig, yung kuryente ninyo, yung linya. Yung mga yun, dapat you have to get the one that is that will last.
Guys, I just want to do a little plug for Architect. No, you know, Architect adds so much value. If you're an investor out there, you have a certain cash, you want to build something, then eventually sell it. Siguro, you know, I recommend getting Architect services kung may time pa si Architect dahil punong
we can work something out.
So yeah, I encourage investors out there to give Architect a call. Ronald Reliera, no? I'll probably put the number later
in the link below.
In the link below, yes. Para when you talk to a person, somebody with experience na, somebody who can draw it for you, building permit, kasali?
Depende sa arrangement eh. Normally, hindi ko naman sinasabi ako na yung magpa-process, but okay. Normally kasi I want a runner to do it for the client.
Alright, para headache-free na. So up until building it and completing it.
Oo. Bali, ang ginagawa ko naman, hindi naman lahat ng pagkakataon kailangan pag tinawagan nyo, kailangan profit. Hindi naman eh. Sometimes, we just talk on the phone and give you advice kung feasible or hindi feasible. Alright. The first thing that I make an owner realize is ano ba yung gusto mo at ano ba yung bagay doon sa gagawin natin.
Yeah, hindi lang yung...
Hindi yung parang nagmamadali na kunin natin. Sige, kasi para may... Hindi eh. I look at it kung ako yung nasa pwesto mo.
Yes.
What advice do you want me to get?
Level up with property guru Carl D. Powered by Podcast Network Asia. Learn from top business leaders and level up your life.
Yep. Yun. That's how I put myself. I put myself in the owner's foot.
Yeah,
and
that's how you get a good quality partner. Mm. Somebody na may heart. Hindi lang all, diba? Nagmamadali, diba? Alright, Architect, moving on to our number 3 mistake that you should avoid.
Actually, nabanggit ko kanina is wrong size and design. Medyo magkasama sila na targeting a market. Sa tingin ko is not setting a budget.
Kasi
kailangan mo mag-set ng budget. Okay. Kahit nasabihin natin, gusto ko namang maganda, pero hindi ibig sabihin open budget ka.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set a budget, a target, para ma-market mo yung project mo. Kasi example, hindi mo alam kung magkano may ma-market kung hindi mo sineset yung budget mo eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kasi habang ginagawa mo, dapat pumapasok mo si marketing.
Okay.
Tama ba yun? Diba yung style ngayon? May pre-selling, diba? Yeah. Ang ganda na to. May model, may 3D animation and what the
You do 3D also.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Ngayon, ang success kasi ng project talaga is cash flow. Tandaan niyo yan.
Cash flow.
Okay. Pag masyadong mabagal yung cash flow, mabagal ang construction mo. Oh. Hindi porke walang materials, hindi ka nakakatipid ka. You're wrong in that. Because if walang materials yung project mo, yung labor cost mo
It's not moving.
Is very expensive in the long run. What you can finish is supposed to be 6 months. Will run until 1 year, but you'll be surprised. Wow, the cost of labor is so high.
Architect, ito personal question. We have a 250 square meter property sa New Valley. So we wanna build and sell it.
Uh-huh.
Ano bang dapat budget ng paghahandaan ko for 250 square?
I'll just give a range.
A range? Paano ba yun?
A range ngayon. Kasi kung makukuha mo, depende sa architect or sa contractor. Depende sa kategorya niya eh.
Yeah.
But I'll just give you an open budget.
Tunari, ikaw, kayo po, architect, ang kukunin
natin. Huwag na ako. I'll just give a range. Some say, mga between, ngayon nowadays, because of the cost of labor, assuming natin that the workers are given the right benefits.
Yeah.
Kasi iba yung company na wala namang binibigyan na benefits.
Okay.
You're assuming you get a company that gives the right benefits to the workers. Most probably, you're hitting around 30, 35 to 45, something like that, per square. Tapos yung bahay.
Okay.
All in yun. May kompleto na siya.
Kompleto na.
Hindi naman natin mas sinasabing makukonsume lahat yun eh.
I see.
I'm just saying lang, yun yung range depende sa ipagagawa mo.
Okay.
Depende sa laki ng banyo, laki ng kitchen, ilang banyo.
So, a 40,000 per, kung 250 yung lot, what are you looking at na house?
Is it a two-story?
Siguro 2.5, sabi mo na. May konting...
So, may setback ka dyan, let's say.
Yeah, setback.
240.
250 land.
250, let's say the ground floor would be mga 180. Kasi may garahe ka pa, no?
Correct.
Assume natin, ha? Para matargetan lang natin.
Now, that's a professional person. Yung nagbibilang talaga. Di ba? May data.
Isa sa mga bagay pala na dapat mong gawin, yung nga sabi ko sa'yo, you have to know the numbers. Kasi before you even start,
okay.
you should know kung kaya ng budget mo. Hindi yung, sige, tsaka na natin pag-isipan yan.
Bitin ka halfway, no?
Yeah, kasi maraming project na naiiwan sa gitna and then hindi natatapos. And then you should do that thought na dapat hindi ko pala sinimulan muna.
Correct, correct.
Sayang eh.
So what would you advise me, architect? Kung ako yung mag-build, how much should I have?
Okay.
Let's say yung lupa, nabili na.
No, assume, yung 250. Okay. Assumingly, sinetback natin para may garden, hindi siya naka-firewall, may magandang space sa likod, no?
Okay.
So, assumingly, that would, you would have 180 square meters sa ground in the second. Siguro total of 360.
You call that the building footprint, no?
Yeah, that's the developed area.
Developed area.
Actually, dapat ang developed area kasama din yung mga garahe, utility, lanay, and park. But let's just say, that let's just count the house itself.
House lang.
So, 360 square meters yung dalawang 180.
Okay.
Let's say that's 40K per square.
40K.
So, mga 14.
14.4 million.
Something like
14
that.
14 million ang medyo budget mo.
Yes. Yan. Siguro workable yan sa 14 or 13 something.
Kasi laki na ba nan yung CR ko dyan sa CR ni Manny Pacquiao?
Depende kung walang ibang CR. Kung isa lang ang CR.
One time.
Isang CR pero malaki.
May infinity pool na ba yan?
Well, the pool probably, alam mo, I had a project na nagka-pool. Ang liit ng lote, it's just 220 square meters. Wow. Pero may pool. Yung kalang pool niya, manipis.
Manipis lang.
Sabi niya, ano lang to, lapping pool.
Lapping pool.
So, sakto lang isang ganun niya.
Isang
mga sampung ganun lang balikan. Pero naglagay pa rin siya.
And sa pool, di ba? Parang you can do that on the setback.
You can do that in the setback.
Oh.
Let me give you an advice if you want a pool. A pool kasi, the cost of the pool is does not end in just building the pool. But to keep it maintained.
Yun.
You have to pump it clean.
Yeah.
Mga around 3 to 4 hours minimum a day depending on the size. So yung pump mo tumatakbo yan.
Every day pala yan.
Every day kung hindi magi-green yung tubig mo.
Ooh.
So you have to think kung ganun ba willing ka to spend on energy.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to have that special benefits. Kasi kung malapit lang naman yung
pool clubhouse, sa inyo. Clubhouse.
Yeah,
naman
you will have to weigh in your need. Example, ito talaga. That is one of my things that I have to do. That's a peeve of mine that I dip into the pool every day kasi swimmer ako eh.
Ah.
Then it's not something na parang out of league. It's something that is a need.
Okay.
Pero kung meron naman, lulubog kami. Pero pag dalawang beses ang taon, palagi ko, pumunta na lang tayo sa swimming pool.
Punta na lang tayo sa pansol.
Yeah. Rent a pool na lang. Yeah.
So that's a good advice, architect, no? Kasi, tinutulungan mo rin yung mga customer mo na, pag-isipan mo mabuti. Kasi may recurring expense to.
Tama. Yeah. Kasi, ang tinitingnan natin is not just building the project and the amenities. We are also looking in maintaining it in the long haul. But kailangan, kahit matagal na, maganda pa rin.
Mga how much ba ang add-on na isang pool? Kunyari yung ganun, yung sa 250 square na lupa. Hindi kalaki yan.
Siguro depende sa size, ano? Tsaka depende kung malalim, tsaka may mga ilaw na mga arte. Probably a million to two.
A million. Wow. Okay.
Will it could get lower depende sa gusto mo. Kasi kung maraming klase, meron yung diba, may infinity pool, meron yung regular lang na makikita mo, medyo may bukol na ganyan.
Yes.
Oo, pag mas mahal kasi yung mga infinity.
Yeah. Alright, so medyo may add-on pa tayo about pools, ano? Sa mga nagtatanong. So number one is know your area.
Yeah, you have to know your
number
area.
Number two is
you not targeting a market.
Market, yes.
Number three is wrong design and wrong size.
Wrong
diba?
Design.
Hindi kasi nagmamatch eh. So number four is not setting a budget. Parang basta gawin lang. Lakas ng loob ko, bahala na. Kahit na meron kayong loan, kahit na meron kayong allotted loan, ha, hindi ibig sabihin kukonsumin mo siya.
Okay.
Kasi meron ka pang ibang costs aside from that eh. And that where my fifth item is.
Okay.
Is forgetting to have a team. Kasi number one, dapat meron kang nagmamanage ng materials mo. Kahit hindi kailangan, like I would hire, dapat, like example, isa sa mga tauhan mo, material management. Kasi kung hindi, masasayang yung gamit. Matatago sa mga buhangin.
Ito, first time ko narinig to, architect. So you're saying na mag-assign ako ng isang tao na ang major role niya, aside from kung anong ginagawa niya, is
mayroon siyang gagawin.
Pero siya yung point person mo.
Yeah.
Look at, oh nga.
Kasi ito, the value of that person is he will tell you beforehand kung mauubos na yung semento.
Mm-hmm.
Tama? Mauubos na yung bakal. Hindi yung ang problema, pumasok lahat ng tao mo, wala nagsabi,
correct.
Sir, wala po tayong semento ngayon.
Kasi walang may responsibility.
Eh, nandun lahat yung 20 na tao mo.
Oh.
So, anong gagawin ng 20 mo? Maghihintay sila doon. Tawag doon, Kuya Akoy.
Okay.
So, because nobody said something, nobody was responsible enough or not was given that responsibility to take charge of the materials,
yeah,
this project is actually slowing down.
Yeah.
And you thought na walang materials, walang cost ako lugi. You're wrong because the labor is a cost.
20 people a
20
day.
20 mo, i-multiply mo ng 600 yan. Magkano yan?
12,000 a day.
Tinapon mo. Diba?
So in your construction period, if you lost, let's say, 10 days of those inefficiencies, 120,000.
Oh, diba? Tama.
Wow, wow. So good point.
Sa 10 days, ha? Oh, you see? 120,000 ang nawala. So isipin mo, kung madami kang ganun sa isang taon, that 120,000 can already buy you a nice aircon,
oh, yeah,
a beautiful chandelier. Oh,
no? Now that you put it
could already buy you a probably nice fixtures for, yeah, the house, and it could be your savings.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Diba? Ha?
So yung mga owners na nagbi-build na medyo dinidelay din ang labas ng pera.
Akakala nila kasi
nagba-backfire din pala.
Yeah, akakala ninyo pag mabagal yung labas ng materials, nakakatipid, konti nilalabas.
Konti nilalabas.
Ang hindi niyo napipuntuhan, the labor is constant. That means, yeah, constant unless pakyawan yung usapan nyo. Kasi diba may project na pakyawan based ang,
yes,
tawag nila.
Express.
Ibig sabihin, I will not be thinking about the cost of thing, but I will be paying by accomplishment.
Okay.
Pero isipin mo rin, pag nalugi yung contractor mo dahil hindi dumadating yung materialis,
okay,
mo, tapos natingin mo, he will stay there?
Yeah, hindi rin. Eh, no?
Hindi rin. Sino din ang lugi at the end of the day?
Yung owner din.
Yung owner din.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you have to set a budget and you know when dapat tanungin mo na yung ano mo, yung team mo. Like example, you have an architect that will assist you. Kailan ba yung bulto na ito dapat yung pumapasok na budget mo?
Okay.
Kasi meron siyang stages eh. Pinakamura, okay, yung hukay eh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yun yung parang...
parang ang gaan magpatayo. Tao lang, di ba? Excavate. Walang cost. Dadating yung bakal, konti lang. Akala mo siguro nakakatipid ka pag bibili tayo ng pailan-ilan. But what you are forgetting, if you buy in volume kasi, by truckload, may discount kayo.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, efficiency.
Yeah, tuloy-tuloy.
Kasi, tuloy-tuloy eh. Kasi ito yung difference. When your people know, your workers know that the materials is already lacking, mauubos na,
yeah, ah, okay,
they tend to slow down a little bit,
okay,
by nature. Hindi
by
naman
nature
natin gusto. Kasi siyempre sasabihin niya, pag nakita naman ako ni sir na walang ginagawa, edi ang tendency ko, parang sabihin mo, tamad ako.
Correct.
Diba? So, the tendency now is to, you know, slow it down. So, who gets who's in the losing end?
Correct. Si owner,
diba, si client?
Correct.
Tama. Right. Si owner, si developer.
Architect, ito marami nagtatanong nga. Ito, I don't know, what's the rule of thumb? If you put up a build and sell project,
uh-huh,
how much do you normally mark up as your profit? Is it 20%, 30%?
Baka yung 20% manipis eh.
I see.
For me, ah.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi mo naman agad mabibenta eh.
Okay, yeah.
Especially, yeah, if you put out a loan.
I see.
Tama ba ako dyan?
Okay.
Dapat nga kinoconsider mo na 6 months after mo matayo, hindi mo pa mabenta agad,
okay,
eh. Kasi if you have that in the numbers,
okay,
nabilang mo yan, kung nabenta mo agad in the second month or in the first month alone, you save that money.
Okay.
Tama ba?
Okay.
Pero naka-factor in, hindi ka nagpapanik.
Okay.
Diba? Kasi sabi ni loan mo, the loans kick in na eh. Naku, katay na, bahala na. Benta na lang. Ang tendency mo kasi pag hindi mo nabibenta, at nagmamadali ka, you sell it at a lower,
okay,
price.
Okay.
Tama ba,
okay,
ako dyan?
Yes.
So you,
yes,
don't just lose money, you lose your profit. Tama,
I
ba yun?
See.
Mali eh, di ba?
So how do you prepare your owner in that mindset?
Okay.
And how do you...
Yung ano kasi, ang strategy kasi namin dyan, before even we built, hindi pa kami nagbi-build, okay, nagma-market study na kasi kami.
Okay.
Pinag-aaralan na namin kung yung area na yun, eh, may potential talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, magkakaroon kami ng project na, nga rin, ma-market namin, pre-selling, ganun. Tinitingnan kung may kahagat na.
Mm-hmm.
Mina-market mo na siya, nagsisimula ka pa lang.
I see.
Titingnan mo ngayon kung may interesado.
Okay.
May feedback.
Yeah.
You know, siyempre from the people around or the people that you know, tingnan mo, gusto niyo ba ito? Maganda ito. Makikita mo, pre-selling kami, ito price. Pero pag hindi, ito na.
I see.
Ganun. Tingnan mo lang. Kasi, di ba, ganun naman lahat eh. But that's where you will know if people are inquiring.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag may nagtatanong, may interesado.
Okay.
That is the one of the thing that you will know pag pinost mo. Pre-selling, ito for project, makikita nila sa social media ads,
yeah,
di ba? Tapos may magtatanong.
Yeah.
Ibig sabihin, may bite.
Okay.
Pag walang bite, you may be hitting the wrong size or probably,
okay,
medyo may mali ka doon sa 1, 2, 3, 4 mo.
Yeah, yeah. I get your point.
Diba? So, itetest mo yung market kasi wala namang isang perfect. Ito lang ah. Wala namang isang parang perfect formula that would match to everything eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Hindi naman maaring for this particular town, patok yung ganitong strategy. But you, when you bring it that exact same formula to another place, it doesn't work.
I see, yes.
Because the demographics is different. Kasi
yeah,
yung tao pala doon, mas... maraming tumitira senior. Example, ha? And dinesign mo yung bahay mo ang master sa second floor o sa third floor. Puro hagdanan. Hindi nagmamatch. Yung patok ka naman dito kasi dito puro yapis.
Correct, correct.
Puro mga professional na medyo nasa mid pa. Maaga.
Bata.
Oo, bata. So, hindi nagmamatch yung project mo dun sa ano. Pero pareho silang kaya. Kasi yung capacity. Yeah. Pareho may kaya. Kaya nalang bumili ng ganung budget. A 15 million house. Kaya nila.
So, what you're saying, architect, is if you study hard enough at matumpak mo yung market segment na yun, ano kailangan nila, and you're the provider.
Yes.
Ganda ng
actually,
project
yan nga yung hinahanap mo. That is where your success will kick in. Mm-hmm. Is number one talaga is knowing your area.
Yeah.
Kasi pag taga dun ka, lalo na.
Correct.
You will know what is the need eh. Sample, nasa village ka.
Correct.
Puntahan mo yung admin, taningin mo, ano ba yung hinahanap nila dito?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, marami kami inquiry ng naghahanap. Pero ang market, ang kasi sila mga retiree na from the States, gusto nila ganito, ayaw nila mataas na bahay.
Yeah.
So you know what to build. It yes. doesn't always say na malaki yung bahay, panalo tayo.
Correct.
It
correct.
Depends on who wants to stay in that yeah. place. So may area na bagay, ito, may area na bagay na medyo busy yung tao, may area na, ay maraming kotse yung mga tao dito. E, kailangan ng design
garage.
Mo, pasok yung malalaking sasakyan.
So ang ganda ng pagkasabi mo, architect, ano? Minsan kasi iniisip lang natin palagi, oh, basta maganda yung view, mamahalin yung mga CR, mm-hmm. hindi pala ganun lang.
Just hindi, pagkaaralan mo din eh.
Yeah.
Kung ang food nga, di ba, din yung demographic, pang ano bang pagkain ng bagay dito?
Oh,
anong pahapatok, di ba? Sa States nga, uy, patok ang burger, pagdating dito, talo ka lang, may chicken ka na.
Correct.
Nagets mo, di ba? Masarap naman eh. But
correct.
Ibig sabihin, you have to
match
the locality, match the demographic of that area for you to know the what is the itch that you need to scratch.
Wow, what is the itch that you need to scratch? That's a good way to put it. Ah. So architect, and guys, I hope you are learning no about build and sell. No, maganda mga tips ni architect. No? So architect, any closing advice sa mga listeners natin?
Maganda kasi when you enter into a project is to have a team. Pero number one talaga, ako I always incorporate this, no? Is to pray about it. Pagkasalan
yeah, wow.
mo. Kung yan ang message sa'yo na talagang yan dapat dito. Magkakaroon ka naman ng mga alam mo may parang nagsisecond thought ako kung itutuloy ko eh.
Yes.
May ganun feeling yan eh, di ba? This is the time to entertain all options.
Okay.
Pag-isipan mo kung deal breaker ba o hindi, tama bang biling ko o hindi. Kasi minsan nabili ko na, kaya napasubo na ako, tayuan na natin.
Okay.
Not because nabili mo na, itayuan na natin.
Okay.
Sometimes the timing is wrong.
Yes, yes.
Di ba?
Yes.
Minsan mas magandang ibenta na lang na lupa yan.
Yeah.
Di ba? So tingnan mo rin, I think the best is to end this, is to study your area, study your market, study what you're gonna do. Don't just depend on a suggestion of somebody that has done
yeah.
it. No, you have to see it yourself. Pag-aralan mo rin, magsama ka ng marunong din.
Yes.
Tingnan ninyo, two heads are better than one.
Yeah, yeah.
Be open to opinions.
Yeah,
kasi huwag ka masyadong magaling. Nasabihin mo, alam ko na to. Ang problema, pag masyado tayong magaling,
yeah.
tayo, tapos pag hindi okay, sasabihin, dapat pala nakinig ako.
You know, Josiah Go was also saying kanina na as a leader, you should be open. You should be actually more open to hear everybody's opinion. And if there's an opposing opinion, you will have to listen more intently. Kasi baka may merit eh.
Tama.
Diba?
And that will actually rule out if the project will have to push through or
yeah.
kaya naman maski meron nito, pwede yeah. pa rin. That will be your deciding point. Actually, pag may kontra nga, maganda nga. Kasi when you see the kontra, mas comfortable ka. Nakita mo yung positive and the negative of that particular project that you want to pursue. You will now be able to weigh because if you don't have the negative, it's all positive. Kabahan ka.
Ikaw, Ronald, you mentioned that you pray about it. No? How
yes.
would you know na meron ka bang project na kinakabahan ka nung umpisa, pero as you pray, gumagaang siya.
Yeah, kasi comfortable ako pag alam kong tama eh.
Yeah.
May feeling ako. Kasi hindi naman always na parang ganun, di ba?
Okay.
But I have that feeling. Siyempre, mayroon educated guess.
Okay.
Di ba? You have your educated guess. You have already studied the market. You already asked the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Tama ba ako doon?
Mm-hmm.
You have already allotted your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Tama ba ako doon?
Mm-hmm.
Pero, and everything else, it is the one who provides us, is the one, si Lord.
Yes, yes.
So ako, I always give it to Him para, Lord, kung talagang para sa akin to, ibigay mo.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Kung talagang okay itong project na to at ito'y tutuloy namin,
yeah.
give me a sign.
Yeah, iba talaga.
I have that feeling na parang tutuloy ko siya. Mararamdaman mo eh.
Yeah.
Mararamdaman mo.
I would like to end it at that, no? So yep, thank you very much.
Thank you also.
Architect Ronald Reliera. Guys, I want to plug Architect again. If you're thinking of building, design a building and selling a project, Architect does the whole package. Wala ka na kinaisipin. He's very experienced. Alam niya na lahat ng mga kailangan. Di ka na mag-iisip. So you just capitalize on his 25 years of experience.
Yun tamang alamal. Hindi naman lahat.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a work, parang work in progress siya, no?
Yes.
So this is a good friend of mine, Architect. And thank you again for joining us in another session of Level Up with Carl D. Today, we just level up our knowledge on building and selling. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much. I'm also honored to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Level Up with Property Guru, Carl D., powered by Podcast Network Asia.